The fallout from the fighting in Khartoum is playing out in the heart of the Sahel. Some of the harshest terrain in the world. Vast and remote, places that are no stranger to conflict and war.
From the air, you can get a real sense of how arid this landscape actually is. The temperature is incredibly high, it is very hot, and the riverbeds down below are bone dry.
Those who arrive from Sudan cross the empty wadis in search of safety and water. Most are women and children. Some have been here for hours, others weeks. Halima Muhammad and her family arrived 12 days ago. Her husband and father went to buy supplies in Al Janaina, the main town in Sudan's West Darfur region. They haven't been heard from since the violence broke out a few weeks ago.
I'm frustrated. We didn't get any news from them. We need tents, we need jerry cans, we need blankets, we need food.
Everyone says they are afraid of being caught on the wrong side of the fighting. African Masalit communities here blame African Arab groups for the violence.
I swear to God, the Arabs kill and beat people. We have small children, vulnerable people, blind people, and we all came to protect ourselves. They just burn everything.
The Arabs don't leave us alone. When they come, they kill and rape and burn, and we're vulnerable. If we let them, they'll burn our houses with the people inside. I saw this in the last war in 2020. I saw it myself. They burned people, and I buried them with my own hands.
Not all people say they are fleeing active fighting, but the fear of what may be coming is real. The conflict in Khartoum is worsening the threat of communal violence for people in West Darfur. A rumor is enough to send entire communities in search of safety.
Newly arrived refugees from Sudan often find shelter with friends and family in villages on the Chadian side of the border. But this is also a fairly common sight in this part of the country. People crossing the dry riverbeds, crossing the wadis, coming into Chad and finding safety under the shade of a tree wherever they can.
Generations who've grown up hearing stories of war and past tragedies are on the run, scared they might be next. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Gungur, Eastern Chad.